You leave Harare, the capital city of Zimbabwe, heading northeast on the road which will get you a small rural town and take a dirt road off the main highway. All roads lead somewhere. The road I am on draws me deep into the forest, dusty and bumpy, meandering on and on. Suddenly, the forest ends, and before me, there is a big mountain, the Mtemwa Mountain. Nestled below this mountain is a cluster of caravans and built-up shelters. This is Mother of Peace.
First of all, we are a group of lay people. We are Roman Catholic, and we have got together to come out here and live in the rural areas, looking after abandoned children, those dying of AIDS, and destitute children.
Norman McDonald, the leader of the Mother of Peace community, and his fellow believers gave up their secure jobs and trekked to Mutoko in 1995. These are Roman Catholics whose beliefs are based on fanatical faith in Mary the Virgin, the Mother of Jesus Christ. The Mother of Peace community was glad to nestle in the comfort of this mountain. Mother Mary had brought them here, but why would she lead a group of elderly white people into rural Zimbabwe, far from the comforts of the city?
She wants us in the world to change our lives. She wants us to pull ourselves away from materialism in the world, to pull ourselves away from the consumer society, to try and get back to basics and look to Jesus for our strength and our support, rather than money, which we all, I think, can very easily get taken up with in the society today.
It was not just a retreat from the materialism of the cities. Mother Mary also instructed them to set up a home for orphaned children. These are not just orphans. They are orphans whose parents died from the AIDS virus and now they have got the disease. Some are simply considered to be orphans because their parents abandoned them when the parents were diagnosed with the disease. They were adopted by the Mother of Peace community, and Sibu McDonald, Norman's wife, is one of the mothers.
At the moment we have 7 children. We have Princess Di, that's her little nickname. And we have twins, and we have 4 other little children here. Those are the ones that are resident.
As Sibu tells me about the children, some of them walk about the compound. Did they know their fate in life? I could not bring myself to look into the children's innocent eyes. I had managed to reach adulthood, and yet they might not. To this community, though, it is all part of the cycle of life. And this life must be preserved and nurtured, irrespective of what fate might have in store. Therefore, the children get a chance to mingle with others from the surrounding community.
We have a Mother of Peace community playgroup known as MOPS playgroup. It doesn't only operate the little ones that are here, some of them are from the workers. They bring their children here. And I started this because I felt it was very, very important that children are stimulated. They cannot just sit around.
In our African culture, the extended family was always there to take care of each other. If the parents died, you could fit easily into a relative's family and they would raise you up as one of their own. Now, these children bore testimony to the fact that this practice was no more. There is no longer a family support system to help the desperate mothers who might have fallen sick from the AIDS virus. She will, in most cases, find herself all alone, with no one to help her and the baby. She's ostracized by a society which is paranoid about the disease. Usually, the child is abandoned.
Yes, it is abandonment in many, many instances, but you actually, in some cases, feel that the families can get a little bit more involved because these terminal cases affect everyone. It's no longer an isolation. And I think if people are a little more caring, these children can be taken care of. But one also understands cost of living is there, inflation is there, it's difficult. And please God, whilst we still have the strength and the courage, we can take care of some of them, perhaps just the tip of the iceberg, and hope that maybe other people will pick up the same idea if they love God and if they believe in Him, they too can put out a helping hand to the little one.
I wonder to myself, what does it take for a person to become committed to such a cause?
Many things happened that convinced us that this was genuine. It was really what our Mother Mary wanted us to do for Jesus. And I certainly wouldn't be here if I didn't believe it.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.